Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and welcome to my show. We're going to have an absolutely fabulous show today. It's one of my longer shows because it's a topic near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about attention span and focus and nutrients for our brain and our mind, which are so important. And, you know, I don't even think we could eat enough broccoli or enough cauliflower or eat enough oranges in one day to be able to get all the nutrients that we need in this stressed out world these days, especially with all the environment changes and everything that's going on with our bodies. We're just really being pushed. So it's really important to listen today. If you have any children that are having any issues, you'd like to know more about maybe enhancing your own memory or your brain or see how things are working better or reducing some of that anxiety and stress, and even so, ADHD, ADD, bipolar, all of these topics are just an extension of that paradigm and what that might be. So for everyone that's on the call today, definitely we'll be talking about this and seeing how a lot of these things are playing a part. And if they're playing a part, then we need to know, is there something we can do at home instead of a drug, instead of being having other things that are going on, all these therapies and everything? Well, they're great. Yes, they're important. But we also need to have everything complementary. We need to have everything together so that things will work in a system. So today will be a really great day, and I welcome any questions. If you have any questions, please call in. The guest call-in number is 424-258-9318, and you would need to push 1 so I'd be able to see on my screen that you are calling in about a question. So I'd like to welcome to my show today. We're going to be talking to the people at True Hope Nutritional Company, and the co-founder, is Anthony Stefan, and he is here with us today, and Teresa Kolpak, who is in charge of professional services and the consulting services, and she also helps a lot with rearranging and getting people together to see what kind of help they may need within the company. So I'd like to welcome you both to the show today.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jeanette. We're really, really happy to be with you today. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you.
I'm so glad you're both able to be here today. You know what? It's the summer coming up, and it's Panic City. I don't know about you, but here in the South, kids get out of school in 2 weeks from now, the middle of May. Well, I know everybody in the North, their kids get out in the end of June. And, boy, you know, once that time starts, it's like, oh, goodness, what am I going to do? So I really think that this is a very timely topic. And if we could do this today, we're going to talk about first with Anthony about how the company got started and why he even decided to partake in why is nutrition important for your body and your brain, and why did he even end up in the position he's in. So, Anthony, I'd love you to start us right at the beginning.
Well, sure thing. Once again, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to speak to your listening audience. You know, this is really a timely subject when we look at what's happening in America and in Canada right now and overseas. The vast numbers of people who struggle on a daily basis with a mood disorder and the crippling effects that it's having on family, on the community, on the systems that we've come to depend upon. Sadly, this story begins back in 1994 when I lost my first wife, Debbie, to a suicide. It was so traumatic. Just destroyed our family. There's no question. She suffered with bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling. That was her diagnosis. At the time of her death, I had 2 children, Autumn and Joseph, who had the same diagnosis. My wife's father took his life 16 years before Debbie did, struggling with the same issues. It's extremely familial. And It reaches deep into family lines, and it's extremely destructive. And the sad thing about it is that it's not like anybody lined up to sign up for this issue.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens, and it can affect any one of us at any time. It doesn't matter if we're rich or poor, what our belief system is, what color we are. That's of no effect whatsoever. It affects the whole world, the whole global community is avalanched by this issue. And it's become a pandemic high. When she passed away, like I say, it was like a nuclear bomb being dropped in my living room. My children struggled. And we were left, of course, with many, many questions. And I had my children at that time that were medicated heavily. They weren't doing well at all. In fact, they were really, really struggling, and they were on the same road that their grandfather and mother was, to the point that they too, if we couldn't find an answer, would become absolutely suicidal and probably leave this world in the same way. And I remarried about 8 months after my wife's death. I married one of her best friends. She's been a real blessing to help us out, help us go through this. And when she moved into our home, she really, really struggled. It wasn't easy. In fact, and she wasn't speaking in a negative way, but she said, "Tony, it's like living in an asylum. And it's nobody's fault. It just is what it is." And our family continued to struggle. And she said, "You know, we've got these wonderful doctors in the local area, but we've got to find somebody better. These medications aren't cutting it. They're not working. And we're going to lose him," meaning my son Joseph, "to either a prison sentence or through suicide. But there's no way that we could continue living the way that we were doing." And so she set out, and she eventually got an appointment for us at the University of Calgary Foothills Hospital in the psychiatric extension. And this psychiatrist was very well renowned. And the appointed day came. It took us about 3 months to get the appointment. Now, I guess, things are so busy. You'd be lucky if you got an appointment in a year.
Yeah.
The psychiatric system is so filled. And we eventually drove up and went to Calgary and were able to get in with her. And I remember asking her, saying, "There's got to be a better answer. My son is doing this." And I went on at length about what we were experiencing from him with his mood disorder, the violence, his obsession with guns and knives, the fact that he was very, very dangerous, the fact that he would become mood elevated and extremely violent, and that we couldn't live with him in this state. And she said to me, the psychiatrist, "Please, Mr. Stephan, spare me the details. I deal with thousands and thousands of patients, and the stories are all the same." And I was actually shocked right there. What?
Mm-hmm.
There's that many people that live in such a dysfunctional way? And it's nobody's fault. There's no villain here, Dr. Jeanette. There wasn't anybody
that's
that
true.
I can point my finger at to say it's your fault, right?
Right.
It just was what we were dealt, yeah. And she was compassionate, but I could see that she was losing her patience from me. And I said to her, I said, "With all of the millions and millions of dollars in pharmaceutical research, in all of the university laboratories and science and the science world, there has to be a better answer than this. My daughter's on 5 medications, Haldol, Rivotril, Epivel, Ativan, and Cogentin, and she's losing it. My son's heavily, heavily medicated on high doses, almost toxic doses of lithium, and he's out of control, you see?" And she said, "Well, you know, you've got the very best of what's out there. You've got the very, very best of what's out there." And I guess I couldn't accept that because of my frustration as a father trying to find resolution for this, and I guess I pushed the envelope just once too often. And finally she said, "Mrs. Stephan, would you take Joseph? I want you to go out into the waiting room and close the door behind you. And she did. And Joe went out there. And when the door closed, Dr. Jeanette, it was like a shotgun going off in my face.
Right.
And she said to me, "You need a wake-up call, Mr. Stephan. Don't you get it? What you see is what you've got, and you're not going to change that picture. So wake up." And she had a large, large manual on her desk, and she flopped it open. I didn't know what it was then. It said that it was the DSM-4, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual. I don't know anything about that. At least I didn't then. I do now. I'm not an expert in it, but I know what it's for. And it's used to delineate and to diagnose all of these disorders. And she went opened up the affective disorder section, bipolar affective disorder. And she said, "Mr. Stephan, do you see what it says here? It says that this disorder becomes more chronic with age. That means he's not going to get better. He's going to get worse as he gets older. Do you understand that?
Right.
Look what it says here. It says it's a recurrent disorder. That means, Mr. Stephan, that it's incurable. You're not going to fix this. Do you understand? And sadly, Mr. Stephan, you need to understand above all of this is that your son will most likely suicide, just like his mother and his grandfather did, because you have a predisposition to suicide in your family." Well, boy, howdy, I'll tell you, if there was ever hope lost, it was right there and then. It was like I was kicked so hard in the gut and winded. And I just got up and I said, "Thanks," and I walked out. Because I realized that there wasn't an answer. And that what I was going to face, if somehow we couldn't find an answer, would be the demise of my son and most likely my daughter.
Well, you know, Anthony, right there, we'll stop for 1 second. People need to realize that the DMS-IV still exists. It is the Bible for all psychiatric and psychological issues. It is what they use day in and day out. And what they do is they take a symptom and they'll line up your symptoms, and then there will be this diagnosis if you have two symptoms, this diagnosis if you have three of those symptoms, and so on and so forth. So we understand where, when we go to these doctors, this is their paradigm. They are going to listen to you. They will run tests or whatever they need. They will then take all of those symptoms and put them into that template and come up with something at the end, which is called a diagnosis. And then that diagnosis is now pinned on you, period. You are no longer that person, you are that diagnosis. So that's very, very important for people to realize, because if you go in and you end up with this very big diagnosis, it affects your entire life, from employment to insurance to interacting at work to interacting with your family. You're no longer that regular mother or that regular son. You are now that diagnosis. So, and how that may affect your psyche and how you interact and live the rest of your life can be altered in a matter of moments.
Well, you're so right, because my son was no longer Joseph. He was a bipolar.
Right.
You're absolutely right. And you know, leading out of that, yeah, this is a very good point that you made there. That's incredible, and I hope that your listening audience is really getting that, because it's part of the stigma that's put in place. Because it affected him for years and years and years and years after. He had to break that stigma. Well, you know, when I left that office, I was probably more depressed than that young man was, and we drove home 3 hours. You know, after that, I talked to people, and people would say, "Well, she was the enemy." No, she was my best friend. I'll tell you why. Is because she wounded me so bad, and took away all that hope. in that system that wasn't helping them. And sadly enough, it's not about being anti-medical here. That's not what it's about. It's about finding better answers, right? That's what it's about.
But also, too, we tend to punish those MDs or punish those psychiatrists for what they are telling you or what they are giving to you. That is their paradigm. That is what they are taught in school. Unless they are taught something else differently and it is accepted as paradigm in their degree or profession, it is not acceptable. But we tend to always want to punish them. When really we should just say thank you for that, thank you, and appreciate it, and be on the positive like you were, and because they have opened up a window for you, they have enlightened you that they're at their limit. I mean, if you go to a car dealer and you say, my car is still running crappy, I don't know what's wrong with it, and they're like, we fixed your tires, we put your gas in, we put your oil in, and there's nothing wrong that we see, you're expecting them to have an answer that is outside of what their education or limitations are. So, you know, I always say this on the show, and I'll say it again here. We really need to be so careful with, oh, I'm only alternative. Oh, I'm only all allopathic. Oh, I'm all natural. Because you know what? When it comes right down to it, you're going to need a little bit of everything. And I really find that that's very important. Because my daughter is going to be an ER doctor. And everybody says, oh, you can't swing her to your side because you're a naturopathic physician. How great that is. And the answer is no. I firmly believe that they need both of us. So I would definitely encourage everyone to listen to this loud and clear. Anthony and I are not saying stop this, defeat that, blame that, bash that. We are saying it's a coexistence. Because you really need to have both together. Because if you don't, you're going to find out in the long run, you know, hey, when you get hit by a car tomorrow, you're going to need somebody. Are you going to go say, oh, I'm going to go get my little healer to stitch my leg back on? I don't think so.
Yeah, please don't rub green leaves on me if I get into a major car accident.
Right. So important because people in their mind say, I'm going to defeat all that. I'm not going to do that. And it's important to remember that you need everybody in this existence, you know?
It's an incorrect bias. Well, I think most bias is, but it's incorrect because it's the other side as well. It's too far on the other side. You know, once again, you get hit by a car, Humpty Dumpty put me back together again, right?
Right.
I mean, these people know what they're doing. If you have a life-altering experience, a cardiovascular event, you want to be in there. You want to get that fixed up, and then you can do some stuff, you know, to tune the body afterwards. You know, stop eating fatty foods, get away from as much meat, and do some refining in your body to correct it. And people do. People come out of that. A lot of people survive that. So there's a place for everything. And so, yeah, you're right. It's not about being critical at all. Because we work with thousands in True Hope. We work with thousands of doctors. I think there's over 5,000 doctors in the database. Right. And we've worked and helped them to understand how this nutrient protocol works. But, you know, the interesting thing, I better jump back to where I was there.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry for jumping around here, but you've got a very interesting point there. It left me in a state where I had to find answers because I was going to lose this poor guy. And I was so in love with this little guy. He was such a wonderful boy. And when he hit puberty, he lost it. And everybody said, why is he so mean? Yeah. Why is he so violent? It wasn't him. It was the chemistry that we're dealing with, right?
Right.
Because he was a nice little guy. I remember when he was young, he'd almost give away everything that he had. He was so compassionate and sharing and kind. And all of a sudden, it was a different person when he hit puberty. So anyhow, I'm left in this situation. Find the answer or be prepared for more funerals. That sounds really harsh. But that was the harshness of this life that I was dealing with. And so it put me on my face. I remember hearing a man talk, and he gave a talk about, it was entitled, There Are No Atheists in the Foxholes. Right. And while I was never an atheist, I've always believed that there was a God out there and that we have a divine purpose in coming here. Each and every one of us have a right to be here, to exist, and to experience this wonderful life albeit sometimes there's some really harsh experiences, right? But aside from that, I had this absolute feeling that I was in the foxhole of life, and I wasn't going to get out till that answer came. And so it led me to doing a lot of praying and fasting and searching and talking. And I talked to people on the street. Do you know anything about bipolar? Oh, yeah, yeah. My Aunt Sally had bipolar. Well, how's she doing? Oh, she's dead. What happened? Well, her liver went out in the institution. There was some medications. And oh, wow. And how about you? Do you know anything about bipolar? Yeah, my brother has bipolar. And is he functioning? No, he lives in the basement. His wife has to work, and she supports the family. And the poor guy can't do a whole lot. It really changed him when it hit him in his early 30s. Wow, I couldn't find any real positive stories, Dr. Jeanette. And so I'm praying, I'm searching. And slowly, people started to come with little pieces, little junkets, little pieces of the puzzle that I started to assemble. And in this last case, I'm with a fellow, and we're walking down a hall. He was the owner's liaison for a large property group, and I'm the property manager, and we had some similarities, a large family, and we're walking and talking, and I'm telling him about how bad it is, how I've had to pull my son out of school twice this week. The principal doesn't think he's going to be able to keep him in school. He's too violent. He's punching kids out, and he's doing this, and he can't tune in. And he's saying to me, well, you know, Tony, you know, as we're walking down the hall here in this building looking at things, I don't know a whole lot about mental disorders. Never had one. My wife is okay. My kids have never experienced that. But I spent 20 years in the agricultural industry. And I'm thinking, wow, where's this going? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, okay, speak on. You know, that kind of threw me. And he said, mm-hmm. well, in the agricultural industry, he said, I looked after hundreds of thousands of hogs. And he said, all the way through the northwest part of the U.S. and into the western part of Canada, especially among the Hutterite colonies. And he
mm-hmm.
said, I formulated the feed stock for these hogs. And he said,
mm-hmm.
we used to see this disorder that wasn't all that uncommon. It's called ear and tail biting syndrome. And he said, what happens is these animals become hyper-irritable. Wow, I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking about my son. Drop a
right.
pin, you got an explosion. And they
yeah.
become extremely violent and raging. I'm thinking, wow, that's what we're going through at home. Four or five of us have to take this young man down sometimes and hold him down because he's trying to beat on one of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture of dysfunctionality that I had in my home. And he's talking about how if they didn't pin these animals away from one another, they would have a fatality. But he said, we came to understand very quickly through the agricultural scientific literature that you could nutrate away the disorder. What?
Wow. Yeah.
Nutrate? He said, yes, like in nutrition. And you know, Dr. Jeanette, when he said that, I had never, ever had this experience in my life before. I had an absolute epiphany. I didn't even know what that word meant prior to that. Do you know it's like a light that rests upon your head almost, and you feel it through your whole body? It's like an absolute pronunciation of truth. Like I absolutely knew what he was saying to me was true. And it was like I had arrived. Like, you know, you pull up to the bus station. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on the bus
right.
now, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just an amazing experience, and I knew that that was the answer. And I set out and started putting my son on different nutrient cocktails with the help from this guy. And on January 17th of 1996, that's almost almost two years since my wife has taken her life, I put him on this cocktail of nutrition. And 3 days later, he ran out of his lithium prescription. And it wasn't good. My wife and I had what I call a family discussion. She calls it a fight over whether or not she would go down to the drugstore, the pharmacy, and renew the prescription. And I had argued, no, we don't want to do that. We got to try this because we haven't found an answer here, and we need to do something different because this isn't working. And she was very afraid. But, you know, she went down and she got that prescription refilled and brought it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it and put it on the shelf upstairs in our bedroom in the medical cabinet or medicine cabinet, if you want to call it, because there's not really much medicine there. But I put it in there, and I never, ever had to take it down and use it. Because this young guy got better, and within 30 days he exhibited zero symptoms of bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling. And that is the beginning of the True Hope story. He calls himself Patient Zero. It's now been over 17 years that he's been well. He's never had to look back. He's productive. He's able to function. He doesn't require psychiatric intervention. He doesn't require medications. His life is whole. My daughter, who was suffering on the 5 different medications, came down and stayed a month later. February 18th, 1996, we started. By the end of March, she's off of all 5 medications and healthy. She's written a bestseller here in Canada called A Promise of Hope. It's published by HarperCollins. I understand that HarperCollins U.S. is now looking at publishing it down there in the U.S., making it available. It's available right now through Amazon, I understand.
Yeah.
And she tells a story about this wonderful, miraculous find. And it is a miracle because to me it's a godsend. It was an answer to prayer. But the interesting thing is that these things have always been here. It's just that
yeah.
we walked away from them in favor of other chemicals. And people say, well, you're anti-medicine. No, no, not at all. We recommend oftentimes that people are psychotic when they come to us that they get toned down with some medications and then we can start to work with them. Well, you're anti-doctor. No, not at all. We work with thousands of doctors. What I'm for is progress. You know, Dr. Jeanette, the wonderful thing about what we have now, we have better technology than we ever had before, better information systems. Here we are. We're talking on the phone, and people are going to be able to hear this on the Internet and watch it on their computers or whatever. We have. I can text my kids. If they're in Europe, I can talk to them on text. We have better information systems than ever before. We have better transportation systems. We can fly from here to Europe in a matter of probably 12 hours. We'll be there. That's amazing. And now the time has come that we need to start looking for better systems in healthcare. That's all
there
is to
it. Well, you know, I think there's so many times that and now people are saying, well, there won't be hospice around. This is another example of it. There won't be hospice around, so nobody will be able to take care of me when I really need it. But then there's a lot of people that are in hospice, and they have these miracle remissions because they start to look at themselves and start to take care of themselves differently.
Yes.
When you find that you are at that end, you sometimes try to make some changes in your life, and you say, you know, wow, maybe I should have been doing this all along. And there's many doctors who they will say, oh, well, you have cancer and you're going to die in 3 to 4 months. Well, what happens when you don't? You know?
You
is
don't
that maybe
have to.
Because you started to take care of yourself and you started to do other things that you may be complementary to your regular therapies? You know, so nobody really has the answer. No doctor is going to deny you if you're, quote, now I have no cancer and I did something else. They're like, whoa, hey, that's fabulous, you know? So
yeah.
It's important for everybody to remember, you know, if you go to your doctor and he's given you all these medications and he says, I'm out of it, you know, there's no more prescription I can give you, and you go and you find something like True Hope that will be able to complement and improve the child or yourself or your parents, whichever age group they may be in, that is something that's positive. So there should be this coexistence of everybody together, because when it really comes down to it, it doesn't matter a hoot where it came from. It matters whether they can get up in that morning and function as a person that day.
Bingo. You got it. Exactly. You're exactly bang on. If we could look at it more like that, if we could engender an open mind to start looking in other directions as well and incorporating that into one a one system that can augment this and help with this. You're right, absolutely.
Right.
And we are now starting to see that slowly.
Right.
I believe that there's a paradigm shift that is occurring. And it's taking time. We're not there yet. But people are starting to open up their minds. These young people, my kids are different than me. I'm old stock. I'm 61 years old, baby boomer, whatever. But we were raised different. And these children of mine that are not children anymore, they're in their 30s, they're label readers. And they're looking after themselves better than what my generation did, because they're starting to understand about existence and why this body functions and how it functions, and that it's an organism and that you have to feed it like an organism.
You know, but in our defense, Anthony, that we did not have to read labels at when we were in our 60s and 70s and we were growing up, in the late 50s too. We didn't have to read labels because we didn't have all this processed food. So
it
wasn't something that we actually had to do then, because it wasn't important then. You know,
that's a good point.
I remember, you know, our milk, we lived in the country, in the northern part of Pennsylvania, where everybody was getting their stuff from the Amish people and stuff. You know, Amish have a rule. If you don't grow it and you don't make it, you don't eat it. And there's no preservatives in the Amish group. If you buy a pie from them, you'd best eat that within, you know, 24 hours, or you've got, you know, it's not good anymore.
Yeah.
So it's important to know. You know, I grew up with the dairy. I had the butcher. When we went to the grocery store, it would just be for maybe one or two small bags for a family of four. We also went to the baker. So we were not in that realm of, hey, I'm going to go to Walmart and come out with two shopping baskets, and hey, I'm good to go, you know, for another week. It's just in the last recent years that has happened. So that's more, you know, the people that are in there late 30s, maybe all the 40s right now, that are really engendered into that paradigm.
That's so true. Well, we hope that that paradigm will continue to shift,
right,
and we can help more than ever. We've now put over 90,000 people through the True Hope program, and many of them are well and have returned back to their normal life of whatever it was, an educational pursuit, a career pursuit, back in a relationship that had been broken up because of a major mood disorder. And that's the hope that we have. That's why we call it True Hope.
Right.
There's a hope there that somehow through this wonderful find, that the world can change. I was just shocked last week when I read an article called America Coming Off the Rails.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it could be entitled Canada Coming Off the Rails too, and Europe Coming Off the Rails, when they discovered that suicide has surpassed car crashes as the leading cause of injury death in the U.S.
Same thing
in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That there was more military that suicided than last year than by combat issues.
Right.
That a third of the nation's employees suffer chronic debilitating stress. And we've all been there. And that many of them end up waking up at night, and it keeps them awake. And large numbers are diagnosed with depression or anxiety disorder. There was a research study that recently was produced and came up by the Federal Center for Disease Control, talking about how 1 in 5 high school-age children in the U.S. have been diagnosed with ADHD. And a New York City study that showed that 1 in 5 preteens aged 6 to 12, 6-year-olds, been medically diagnosed with either ADHD, anxiety, depression, or bipolar disorder, and that many of them, incredibly, 11% of those children are taking SSRI antidepressants. Like, that's over 1 in 10. And, of course, we're all aware of the FDA suicidality warning, and that these are highly controversial drugs, and that there's a major correlation with the use of these medications and schoolyard shootings. Wow. Like, it's tragic. And what it's really saying, when you add all the numbers up, if you were to take the 6.4 million American children between 4 and 17 diagnosed with ADHD, prescribed Ritalin or some other stimulant, and you throw in the 28% of Americans with a drinking problem or a drug problem, that's more than 60 million, plus the 22 million that are using illegal drugs like cocaine, heroin, hallucinogens, and inhalants. And pretty soon a picture emerges of a nation of drug takers because of these disorders. And whose fault is it?
Absolutely. And you know what? I can say to my kids all the time when they're driving and stuff, and they're like, oh, Mom, I'm fine. You know, we're just fine. We're fine driving. We can go drive to that trip across country or whatever. I said, it has absolutely nothing to do about you. It has to do with all the other people who are taking medications and drugs or are drinking that are around you. I'm worried for you because of them, not because of you, you know, and how different that is. You know, we turn around and we say, my kids are acting out. And the first instinct most parents are is a trip to the doctor. Hey, this kid's not doing what I'm telling them to do, so you need to fix them. You know, and we accept what they give us to be able to, quote, fix them. And then when they have little adjustments or growth spurts, you know, we go back in because, oh, it's not working anymore. You need to do something else.
Oh.
You know, and in a 15-minute appointment, what does the doctor have to do? He has to give you something because that's what you're expecting. That's what you're demanding.
Yeah.
That's what you're setting up. You're presenting this position. I mean, these ads on commercials, if you have this, 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 and this, this is what you need. Well, how many parents sit down and say, well, I have this, 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 and this, and that's what I'm coming for, and demanding that?
Exactly. Well, it's such a tragedy. I read a sad story the other day about a 46-year-old father and went into an airport and started yelling that this monster is in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's suffering with a major mood issue. And he fired a shot off into the air, and, of course, they killed him. And, this is the tragedy of our society, of an unnutrited society, and it all boils back to highly processed food and soils that no longer produce and uptake the proper nutrition into the plant in that sense. I got that backwards, but that's basically the process that these soils, well, 1992 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, held by the WHO, the World Health Organization. And what did 82% depletion in topsoils in North America versus a 37% in China. And we've only been here a few hundred years compared to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why is it so depleted? It's because of our fast farming methods and whatever we're doing out there, and it's not working. And the system, when I read those stats off this morning to you, it just proves that the system isn't working. And so we've got to go back and look at doing things differently. The other day I had a lady approach me, sad, been depressed for years. Well, it wasn't the other day, it was about a month ago. And talked to her at length, and I said, so how long have you been doing this, taking antidepressants and mood-altering medications? And I'm not saying they're the enemy again, just so your listening audience understands.
Mm-hmm.
Not about the medications, it's about the person. And she said, well, it's been 18 years of misery. My husband's basically, he's still with me, but he's written me off because I'm not good to be around. She is now.
Mm-hmm.
She is now. And I said to her, I said, you mean after 18 years you haven't been fixed? You better look at doing something different.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so it's waking up society and looking for change in better directions. And I think we're on to something major here. We now have 20 studies completed that are published. They're not ours, they're independent. There's 15 universities, 41 researchers, and there's 20 medical journal publishing. 16 of them are in peer-reviewed medical journals. That's pretty substantive on this product. I'm not boasting about it, it just is. That's what it is. And we have two more that will be published in June and July of this year, the next month or two, and a large ADHD study that will be published. And We haven't funded that. It's been all independent. I'm glad for that. I'm glad that these researchers have indicated they don't want to be paid, not that we could anyways, but it has to become independent, truthful research, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's showing that there's a major answer out there for our society if we're prepared to look a different direction. That's all.
Well, Tony, Anthony, could you please tell us, if I'm a parent and I know that something else has to be done, what does True Hope offer?
Well, True Hope offers an experience of supporting people, working with their medical practitioners to assist them in working through their medication issues. I can tell you one thing. If we have a child that's brought to us that suffers with ADHD and is on a stimulant-type medication, as
mm-hmm.
this young child is put onto the True Hope Empower Plus, that's the name of the product, and if any of your listening audience want to go there, they can go to truehope.com, TRUEHOPE.com, and they can look at the research and all the videos there. But that young child would be put on a nutrient supplement, and with that, within a matter of a week or two, the child's going to start to do better. In many, 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 the greater majority of the cases, this child will start to improve. Doesn't work for everybody, but it's a very high percentage. We believe that it's in the low 90s now, low 90 percentile. But what would happen is the medications would have to be altered, because otherwise the child will get high and have some anxiety issues, just as if you or I were to take doses of Ritalin or a stimulant medication like that. It's going to cause us to become high if we don't need it. In fact, they sometimes black market this stuff on the street for $30 a hit. And so as the child gets better, then the medications have to be mediated. And we have a support team we've done this now for 14 years and have established this in science, this system of transitioning people from medications over to a nutrient supplement protocol. And it works very, very well. And we've had a lot of success with it. Tremendous success.
But you're not just saying to someone, this is very important for all the listeners, Anthony is not saying, my drugs aren't working, today go to the internet, turn around, order online all my stuff, and stop with your medications on a Monday, because on Tuesday morning you're going to start giving True Hope's products. It is essential. That is not at all what Anthony is saying. That is not what I am saying. It is extremely important that you listen to the entire information about True Hope, about that process, because you can cause a significant medical emergency crisis. It is very important.
Yep.
And we have seen
very
people
important.
Who have done that. I remember the lady that called me and said, I'm so excited. I've been on your website. I've ordered the product, and I've jumped off all my medications.
Right.
And I said, don't go there. You go back now, and you just start taking the medications that are prescribed. You keep on going like your doctor has prescribed.
Correct.
And as you get better, we'll work with your medical practitioner as well, and your medical practitioner can assist you there. And that's exactly the process. And it's worked very well. Works very well.
Because
in that sense,
it's very important to know that if a doctor prescribes a drug, there was a reason. Now, whether or not we believe that reason, or whether or not we believe that that was a right prescription for you, you need to continue on that. And this supplement work with the nutrients from True Hope, what that does is that supplements, that encourages your body to be able to work better. It's sort of like you're planting flowers, and you might be putting on weed killer because there's a lot of weeds around the flowers, but you forgot about giving some good nutrients to that plant so it can grow. So that might be, you say, I'm getting tomatoes, but they're all buggy and everything because, you know, I don't know, I just killed the weeds, but now I've got these really crappy tomatoes. You really need to nourish those tomatoes. So what we're trying to say here is that True Hope is complementary to where you are. it may change, and your medications may change, and your dosages may change, and your diagnosis may change, whatever that is. But it needs to be an all-around system, and how very, very, very important that is. You cannot just go on truehope.com and say, I'm going to take this, I'm going to throw all my stuff in the garbage, and I'm good to go. How very important that is to remember. Because with True Hope, you do work with the physicians and the doctors of, that you currently have, and let them know what you're doing, because that doctor is the one ultimately responsible. You turn around and you're in the hospital tomorrow on a medical emergency crisis, they are going to put you in a place you don't want to know about, okay? And it's very important to remember that, because they say, I gave them drugs and they didn't take those drugs, okay? So you need to have a conversation with everybody in your healthcare plan. So it's very important. And Anthony, I know everybody at your company emphasizes this like nobody's business. It is all over your blog, it is all over your site, and it's all over every conversation when you call there, correct?
That's correct. Exactly. They are there to assist and to be prepared to do anything that's required to help these individuals get through this thing successfully. And it really is a simple process.
Absolutely.
It's not a complicated process at all. It's basically take the nutrients, begin to feel better, and then do the drug mediation with your medical practitioner. So
that's
nice
it.
And easy.
Difficult. It's very easy. But when we have people that seem to think otherwise, we just want to be clear that it's very, very simple. It's very simple. These are nutrients that your body needs. Nutrition, the nutrients are vitamins and minerals, and that is what your body needs. So, you know, you have a new product, Anthony, if you could tell us a little bit about it. It's the Advanced Empower Plus, and if you could just talk briefly about the Empower, and then Teresa can give us a little more information after that, about what does a micronutrient that's more absorbable mean? I mean, I just don't get that, what that would be different versus what I could get in the drugstore or the grocery store to give my child.
Sure, I'll explain that to you. That's an interesting adventure in itself. You know, when we first started this program, people took 48 capsules per day. Now, how would you like that, lunch or supper? You can put gravy on it or ketchup, whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. But in order to get enough nutrition into the body to create that change, that altered state, where the body could begin to process and produce what it needs to do, the neuropeptides, synthesizing neurochemistry, neurotransmitters, enzymes, all of the above, all of those things are built within the body. We don't eat them. But in order to produce them, the vitamins and minerals are the base substrates behind all of that, right? Now, so we had to load 48 capsules, and then we came out with a new protocol. We were able to get it down to 32. Even at 48, it did wonderful things. At 32, it improved. It got better. Symptom reduction was faster, and people were happy. Wow, 32. Then we took it down to 18 capsules per day. Then we took it down to 15. Now we're down to 4 to 8. And you see, I have this adage, it goes like this, it's not how much you take, it's how much you get.
Right.
That counts.
Mm-hmm.
And now at 4 capsules, we're actually doing better than what we were at 48. And the reason is because of the bioavailability. We looked at how nature does it. You know, when I go out in the backyard and I pluck a tomato out of the garden and I eat that, I get almost 100% of that nutrition that's available, and it's been put into an organism or an organic format so that my body can utilize it. It's not rock mineral anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually been changed and altered by the process of the plant, photosynthesis, whatever. Interesting. Well, we looked at that, and we realized that we have to approximate nature, because people say to us all the time, what? Vitamins and minerals helping people with depression?
Right.
I've been taking vitamins and minerals for 30 years, and I'm still depressed. Well, that's true. That's a true statement. Why? Because they're not in a format that the body can utilize them, and that's the whole key here. And as when this thing came to us in the beginning, through prayer and through fasting, we realized that if we don't come close to what nature does, we'll never make it. It'll never work. And so we've been able to develop a proprietary process along that line. Not about money. It's about restoration. It's about bringing families back to square one where they can emote properly and have cognitive function, adding, subtracting, thinking correctly, right? So the key to this thing is bioavailability, and we're now down to 4 to 8 capsules per day. And we're using what we call the APEX biosynthesis conversion process. We actually take these minerals and we use a conversion process. It's almost like a digestion process, similar to nature, so that when you take those into your body, they're uptaken very rapidly, and you can almost feel the effects within a day or two. In fact, I've actually had people say they felt it within hours. I'm not going to question that. I think the more depleted you are, the faster the response, and you actually get that wow factor. But we hear it all the time. I'll tell you a story. When we started to use this new biosynthesis conversion process, or the Empower Plus Advanced, that's the name of the product, Empower Plus Advanced, there's a young boy who has suffered severely with autism. From age 5 to age 16, where he's now 16, has wet the bed every night unfailingly, repeatedly every night. Could never go to Boy Scouts, could never participate in overnight activities, and has recently, in the last year, become violent. His story resembles my son's very much so, and hyper-irritable, here we go again, raging explosive behavior. The father, who's 67, is becoming frail and can't handle the boy, and he's afraid that they're going to have to institutionalize him. Well, somebody offered him a sample of the product, and his wife had to talk him into doing it because he was so against it. That's okay, that happens, right? Those biases that we have sometimes. And so the mother put the little guy on it. He's not little anymore. He's probably over 200 pounds, and he's 16 years old with severe autism. And interesting, on day 4, he stopped wetting the bed.
Wow.
And within a week and a half, he's calm and he's manageable. And they don't have to fight with him to get him into the car anymore when they take him to the school on a daily basis. He goes to a handicapped school. And, wow, this is the kind of changes that we're seeing so rapidly. When you can get those vitamins and minerals on the opposite side of the stomach membrane, on the opposite side of the upper and lower bowel system, and get it into the bloodstream where it can actually affect cellular mass in assisting to produce enzymes, neuropeptides, and neurotransmitters, now you're making changes. And that's exactly what's happened here. So it's a wonderful thing.
What I have found so many times is that people say, well, I'm getting my vitamin C because, you know, I take one and I get it at the grocery store and it's only $9 for 6 months. And I'm like, okay, how long has it been on that shelf? What form is it in, and exactly what type, or do you even know anything about that? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. It's just there. Everybody else gets it in my family. We've been taking it forever. And, you know, I think it's really important for people to say this True Hope does not just offer that standard, let's sit on the counter, grocery store type vitamin supplements or micronutrients. That is not at all what we're talking about. What Anthony has so described is how important it is to have something that's ready to work in your body with not all these fillers, with not all these other things that are in there. Because if you can read the back of a container and you see all of these other items in there and you're like, I don't know what that is, maybe that's a filler or something that shouldn't be in there. And bioavailable, that means if I take vitamin C from that orange and I'm eating it right now, it's working instantly in my body. If I take a tablet that was sitting in a green bottle on the counter in the grocery store for the past 2 years and I take it, what magic is going to happen in my body for that? I don't think so. You know, pretty much you just have some kind of roughage going through you that eventually it will do whatever it's going to do, but it's not getting the vitamin C.
Well, you know,
so that's really important to understand about the difference between True Hope's the availability of these nutrients. It is extremely important to understand that.
Well, the proof is in the pudding in the fact that there's 20 medical journals publishing proving that this stuff is efficacious, and there's actually 8 safety studies in addition to that at the university level where they took children, put them on adult doses, and saw very, very favorable blood analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong. It was very, very good. It's a big issue. It's the difference. It's the difference between. Well, here, I'll tell you. My son walks in. He's a pizza eater, but I get him to take nutrition too. We all eat junk food.
We all have to live, don't we?
I love cheesies, but I got to stay away from them, right? Anyhow, my son walks in with a pizza in a box, and I'll be frank with you, Dr. Jeanette, trying to determine which had more nutrition, the pizza or the box, I couldn't tell.
Right. I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And so what's happened as a nation, we've become, when I say nation, I mean America and Canada, we've become so acclimatized and so using of the highly processed foods and a pop and chips generation without any nutrition. And now we're seeing the terrible, terrible fatal effects. Up here in Red Deer, Alberta, it's about 3.5 hours north, beautiful community. You know that they've had since February 6 suicides in the schools?
Wow.
It's unheard of in a population of about 70,000. It's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And what it is, people aren't thinking straight anymore because of their chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You can't produce it if you're not consuming and getting into your body the substrates or the base of all those wonderful changes, you know, that come about in your body, right?
Right.
So,
well, and also now that you've gotten the number of capsules down, that is a doable thing if your kids are going to school and they have after-school activities. It's not like you've got to follow them around and make sure they get all these supplements in, correct?
Exactly. You know, we work with a sister company that we've licensed to called Q Sciences. And for them, what's being produced is a little juice box. It's kind of it's all natural. It's going to be sweetened with stevia, very good, and whole natural things, natural colorings, none of this nonsense, you know, that creates hyperactivity. But it'll actually have 2 capsules of the Empower Plus in it. And so these little children will be able to drink this thing up, and it tastes good, and they'll feel good, and they're getting some good stimulation and proper nutrition for the day. So this
you know,
is the kind of
goes,
things that we're looking at.
You know, that goes back to, I probably told you this last show, but when my daughter would be not feeling good and she would be at the bus stop when we lived in the Northeast, and she'd have her little, you know, plastic Mickey thing I had given her with a little straw in it, and I said, just make sure you drink this orange juice through the morning, you know, because they get snack and all that other stuff. Well, I had always put in echinacea and her vitamin C powder in there, and then she would go to the bus stop, and the kids would say, oh, man, I'm really thirsty. Can I have your orange juice? And she's like, this is not orange juice. This is my treatment for my cold, you know, and she would be telling everybody she's got herbs and vitamin C in her juice box. Well, you know, when it came to the school, they were like, she can't bring orange juice anymore. And it was like, oh, goodness gracious, you know. But she knew that what she was going to get at school wasn't good, and she always wanted to make sure she had what she brought with her. You know, so we look at school lunches and stuff. You know, school lunches have all of those things that aren't healthy for the kids. And, I mean, when you're taking good nutrients like True Hope, you really need to make sure that the kids aren't going to the school and sidelining your really great treatments that you're trying to do at home.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just a greater consciousness that we have to bring to our loved ones that is so essential now to nutrate this body. We all understand it. When I talk to farmers, they say, wow, this makes so much sense. And I say, why? Because I've got a cow-calf operation out there in the hills, and I know that if I don't supplement the cow, she's not going to throw a good calf.
Right.
I can be thrifty, And a sow operation, the same thing. I mean, I'm not much of a farmer, but they understand those principles. And the thing is, though, we're eating off the same land as the animals do, but we don't believe in it. And so we take a mom. Like, here's a real sad case in this little town that I'm living in here. There was a mom the other day that went into a postpartum psychosis issue. And that's becoming more and more and more prevalent. And they actually had to lock her down. How sad. And this is a respectable, good person, but she's struggling, not because of anything that she's really done. It's what she hasn't done, not realizing the need for nutrition in building and giving birth to that baby. And we poo-poo that. We don't look at that as being important, but it's absolutely essential. You know, my second wife here, Barbara, a lovely lady, gave birth to a young girl named Jennifer. That's she's actually my stepdaughter. And she suffered with chronic issues of crying and restlessness and you know, this kind of thing. Colic, major. And for about the first year and a half, that baby was a major chore for my wife to raise and look after. And then when she married me, she gave birth to a young man named Joshua. And Joshua is healthy, but I'll tell you, my daughter Emily, who was conceived, I guess if you want to put it that way, all the way through on Empower Plus, where mom was taking the product every day and nutrating and loading up on fish oils as well and eating better, gave birth to this calm, peaceful little girl who's so healthy and strong and just has a wonderful attitude. Very, very calm. Hardly gets excited about anything in that sense. I mean, she's not sedated or docile. It's just that she has full usage of her emotions in a very positive way. And I attribute that to the fact that mom was nutrated all the way through that pregnancy. It works.
Right. You know, it's so interesting. We always look and talk to farmers who understand things, or people who are pet owners, they understand things. But we love to do acupuncture on our animals. We love to do it on our horses. We love to make sure that the animals have all had their balanced diet and give them things that they need. But if you turn around, you're sitting there eating McDonald's, you don't even know what a tomato looks like.
I mean, right.
I live in the South, where everybody here eats brown and white is what they call it. If it isn't deep fried, it isn't white rice, white potatoes, then they're not eating it. It's not going to happen. Even when you go to places like Wendy's here, they'll say, you want the salad on it, meaning the lettuce and tomato, and they're like, no, nothing on it. And everybody understands it here. Meat, cheese, mayo, that's all they get.
Yeah.
But those people too, right, and they're not getting supplemented somewhere along the way. And I know you have to go, Anthony, but before you do, and then we start talking with Teresa today, I had this dream, and this dream is just, it's been fruition for many, many decades, and little pieces and puzzles of it would be coming along. But anyway, in the past, I would say several months, it's gotten a little bit stronger, and I would dream about it. And my grandfather used to work in the coal mines in the 30s and 40s in the Northeast. And after that, you know, when the coal miners went on strike and they closed down and all, he needed to find another job, and he was the orderly at what we would call a mental hospital. Okay, now, that's not a bad thing to say. That is just what it was. That's what they did in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And I can actually tell you they did that in the 70s and 80s, too. Just nobody wants to admit to it. And what really happened was that people that had addictions were people that just didn't fit the paradigm of a walking person and you did things normal and that you didn't fit their normal. This is where you got sent to. And my grandfather would be dressed in his whites all the time from top to bottom. And if you tried to stray from their location, you were brought back and sedated again.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I can remember my grandfather working there. And my grandfather was such a kind heart at the time. And I never got any stories from him because he died when I was little. But I thought about that place consistently over the past several decades. Well, in this past several months, I said, you know, I really want to go back to that place. And it's a big, huge, several brick buildings, gorgeous on the top of a mountain with really big oaks that have been there for hundreds of years, looking out at these mountains that cross. At any rate, I called them up and I said, what's going on up there? You know, I wanted to find out what it was like, you know, how they're doing. My grandfather used to work there. I kind of wanted to know about your history, you know, this thing everybody wants to know about their past history anymore. Well, it came to be is that there used to be 3,000 to 4,000 people in there. Now, we lived on the top of a mountain. I can tell you, there wasn't that much more population in this city. It was like, where were these people coming from?
Wow.
So it was that it was the better part of the population. Granted, it must have been a huge part of the population in that northeast section, because in the mountains, it wasn't like they transported them from New York or New Jersey to come there. It was just a lot of people fit that. Well, now I called up, and they have less than 400 people in this place.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? Because now what they've done is they can just sedate you, and they can feel that you can still exist outside.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually,
so, you know, you're part of your existing, it's okay. We'll let you out now if you can conform to that.
Yeah. Oh, it's just terrible. Because it's no life. It's no life.
Mm-hmm.
I get people who email us and write us and fax us and phone us and have these wonderful stories about how they've come back to who they truly are.
Right.
And you know, I think the good Lord put us all here.
Yes.
And independent of any religion. It doesn't matter. We're here for a divine purpose, every one of us. And when all of a sudden you have a major mood disorder, you've lost that ability to have that rich experience, and you become a servant to it. You become a slave to it. I read just the other day where the CDC announced the U.S. suicide rates have gone up 28% over the last 10 years, and it's mostly white baby boomers with a higher rate of depression. They're saying that these people ages 35 to 64 account for 57% of the suicides in
Isn't
the U.S.
Something?
That's so tragic.
And just because they feel they can't be in they're not, quote, the, quote, normal paradigm. I mean, who is the normal anymore?
Yeah. Well, then you've got a raging mood issue that you can't deal with, and you're so despondent and broken up, and you can't think straight, and there's no peace in that kind of a situation.
Don't have support. Now, you true hope gives support. But a lot of people don't feel they have anyone that they can talk to that would understand them. And I know at True Hope, when we talk with Teresa, she'll say about that. But, I mean, you really need a support system. You can't call up your psychiatrist and say that, you know, I don't feel well today. Can you support me, you know? And
not
True
unless
Hope
you want to pay
$150
really an hour, right?
Right. And True Hope will work with that. So that's important. Well, I do know you have to go, but, you know, this, my whole dream, to just finish that story, is that I want to overtake that hospital. They have a lot of empty buildings, and I want to build a world-class healing center where people would come in and they would say, you know, I'm just disconnected and I need to connect. And we're going to bring back all the entities, like it's going to be self-serving again. They're going to have to be able to go out and take care of the cows or go out in the back and grow the flowers, you know, and to be able to connect with people and find that support. So maybe, you know, in one day you and I will be on here and we'll be saying that, you know, you can get all this support locally.
You know what? Let's hope and pray that in the next 10 years, when we open up the encyclopedia, that it speaks of mental illnesses or mood disorders having been found to be a thing of the past, just like pellagra, scurvy, and rickets.
Right.
And there was nothing more or less than a nutrient deficiency issue. And I hope and pray that your dream comes true. That's wonderful. That's a great vision to help people. That's what it's about, isn't it?
It is. It's about transforming. We wanted to transform that energy from that place of being a negative to a positive. People come to heal. So
truly,
we're both working in the same paradigm.
Certainly. And if you want to send any of your people over to us, it's www.truehope.com. So truehope.com. There's lots of videos and research, and some you can visit with people there, and they'll help you out. And we've also got a toll-free number, True Hope where they can call for help too. So we're just here to help people to find their way. So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to talk to Teresa now. I know you have to go, but I really do appreciate it. And everybody can find information or help. And even if you just have a simple question, you can still call True Hope. You can still go to their website and just dial that number. It doesn't matter.
Feel free.
You don't have to have any answers. You don't have to have all of the questions that you want to ask them and everything. Just call them up and connect with someone. I think that was the most important thing.
And everything's kept confidential, so they don't have to feel compromised in any way. Well, I sure appreciate your time. You're very kind, and I love your vision for doing good things there.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You take care. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
And Teresa?
Hi, Jeanette. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and to support your vision.
So, Teresa, could you tell us today what your position is within True Hope? Because I know it's very important, the job that you do, because with just a product, if you have nothing to back it, if you don't have support, or if you don't have anyone else right behind you, this whole thing doesn't work.
Right. Well, I'm actually the director of health professional training here. So what I do is I train health professionals on how to integrate this in their practice, as well as help the support and of things as well. So as Anthony was saying, we have a wonderful support center here at True Hope called Micronutrient Support Services. And we have a wonderful team that works with the participants and their doctors to assist them in not just transitioning through them from the medications to the Empower Plus, but supporting them along their journey to their new life. Okay?
And, you know, it's so important to even, like we were saying with Anthony, is that just dial the number and we'll help you through this process. I think all of your support systems are saying you're not just going online and ordering a product and turning around and, hey, see you later, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is one-on-one support, and it's a very important part of the success of the program to use that support that we provide here for free. It's included in the price of the micronutrient supplements, okay? The staff have well-established protocols that they share with their clients and with doctors, and we really set the clients up for success. You know, we go through a variety, we assess for a variety of factors that could possibly limit the program in any way, that could limit absorption, such as candida or IBS, and then help them through that as well. And even if they're not understanding what's going on, you know, they've started the program and maybe they're not in a cross-taper protocol or they are in a cross-taper protocol. And by cross-taper protocol, I mean you've started taking the micronutrients, and you're taking them along with your medications, and then your doctor and yourself are working with an assigned support person to help you transition through that, okay? You can call in and say, geez, you know, I'm not feeling so well today. This is happening. You know, I need to understand more. And they'll explain it to you.
And that is so definitely important because let's say if I was doing my protocol and I'm going along my merry way and then all of a sudden I had a birthday yesterday and I have another one today and tomorrow and I'm going on vacation for the next week and at the end of a week you're like, I'm derailed someplace. Something is super, super wrong here. Well, we could all say, what about all that sugar? And you're like, whoa, didn't think of it. Or, hey, you may have missed your nutrients that day. Or maybe you're overstressed because you went out on the roller coasters all day long. Or you may have gone and been in and you may have been swimming in the ocean a lot. And you may have just altered yourself to some degree that may slightly change that, your effect on how you are that day.
Exactly, exactly. It, you know, it could be that there's just too much stress, and when you're going through that stress, you need extra nutrients. You might have needed to, you know, just take a couple more and maybe just to sit back and say, whoa, I've got to slow down a little bit. So it could be a variety of things. people ask
and it
me
is
how
it's important though to write these things down and to look at them too. And you know, a lot of times when you're talking back to the support people, you're like, oh no, nothing's going on. And something as simple, like I said, as going on a roller coaster for an entire day for 20 times, when that's the only time you do that is once a year, maybe there's something to look at there, you know?
Exactly, exactly. One really wonderful aspect of our support program is that we have an additional website called www.mytruehope.net. And this is where participants can go. And there's an individualized reporting system there for users in the form of online questionnaires where they can track their symptoms for a variety of disorders, all the way from ADHD to bipolar to schizophrenia, depression, autism, fibromyalgia. And these are called symptom evaluation forms. And it really helps the person to watch where they're going. Day one, day two, day three, day four, they can start seeing their symptoms come down, because they'll be able to pull up those charts and see their progress. And those charts are actually critical for the support people here at the center and for the doctors as well, because they can go on there and see those forms as well. And if they're going along doing really good, and then all of a sudden there's a blip and their symptoms increase, hey, there's something going on. We need to look at this. So
and
it's a really...
It's something that they can put in all the time themselves, correct?
Every day, every day. We encourage people to do it every day, at least for the first 3 to 6 months on the program. And that way you can journal as well. There's a little spot there where you can, you know, enter comments, and then that will come up for the support person and that your doctor will be able to see at some point, you know, with your doctor visit, in your doctor visit. And they can track, say, okay, I did this, this, and this today, and wow, I'm not feeling good. Or, wow, I had a fantastic day. You know, I've been compliant, taking my doses as instructed, following instructions, and I'm doing well. I'm feeling great.
And that is so important. How many times do people go to the doctor and they'll sit down and he'll say, what's wrong? And they're like, I got a pain here, or a headache there, or I don't feel good here. And that is such a benign little comment that you have no way. I mean, the doctor's really... has to dig into his bag of tricks, more or less, we would call it, and say, I don't know. You know, you're not giving me enough information. I don't know where to go with this. So if you start documenting things, you have a better story of your life. Whereas if you say, I always get headaches, what does always get headaches mean? You know, do I have one every day? Do I have it 3 times a day? Do I have it once a week? And you turn around and say, well, I had it every single day last week. Okay, did you have it last month? Did you have it the month before? Do you have it on holidays? Do you have it on vacations? You know, so there is so much information that eventually you end up with a story about yourself that is called your history, as we all call it. But that is so important to have that already written down to be able to reference that.
Exactly. And it helps, and it helps people to take ownership of their own health as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can't... Yeah, you can't come in, like we said, and just sit there and say, oh, well, I got this wrong with me, and sit there with your hand out, you know?
People get excited when they can see, wow, all right, so I did this, and here my symptoms increased. Oh,
right.
I went and had 2 glasses of wine, and my symptoms skyrocketed. Maybe I shouldn't maybe I should just stop that wine for now, you know? Things like that, so yeah. And you can go on that site as well, and there's message boards where you can chat with other participants. There's recipes for the Empower Plus powder, you know, that we have for those that would rather take powder than swallow capsules, and for children. So, you know, a variety of different drinks that you can make. Some moms, you know, make juice popsicles and things like that. So there's a lot of information there.
So a lot of times when we say about taking capsules, a lot of people say, oh, man, I'm just not doing it. I don't take pills now. I'm not doing it then. You can get these nutrients in different forms, correct?
You can. The site even offers a video with Dr. Bonnie Kaplan that teaches people how to swallow capsules if they're having trouble with that. But there is the Empower Plus powder that you can take, and there's 2 flavors. Bananas and berry, and mandarin orange.
And that can be mixed with various substances?
Yep. People like to make smoothies with them. They can, some of them like to mix it in milk, juice. Moms will make popsicles and, you know, actually mix the Empower Plus powder right into the popsicle, and then, you know, so much for each popsicle that way. So, yeah, there's a variety of things that you can, of recipes there that you can visit.
But it's not like you're going to mix it up and you're going to keep it in the refrigerator for a week and just keep drinking from it. That's not what you do.
No, that's not what you do. You want to...
It's very dose-related.
It's very dose-related. It's dose-related. Some people like to take the powder in the morning and then have capsules for the rest of the day, you know, for their other doses. So it varies.
So if you could give us a little bit more information, can you talk a little bit about the products, about a few of the ingredients that are in there, and why it's so important to have them all together? In other words, I'm not really sure that, you know, if I can still take all my vitamins that I have at home versus taking this, and I'm not real sure what the difference is or why it's so important.
Okay. It's really important to have a balance of minerals, two minerals, and also to the vitamins. For example, if you are taking zinc or copper by itself and there's no balance there, it can actually further deplete you. So you want to make sure that the zinc and copper ratio is correct, as well as the magnesium and calcium ratio. And in the Empower Plus formula, it's very, very finely tuned and balanced, the vitamins to the minerals and the minerals to the minerals. And this way, you only have one supplement that you're taking. You're not you don't have to go and spend $400 at the health food store on a variety of minerals that, if not chelated, you're not even going to absorb. And if they're out of balance, then you're actually going to throw yourself out of balance even more. Okay.
And can you tell us, like, what minerals means? A lot of people really do not know what that means.
Okay.
I mean, wouldn't I get a mineral from... I mean, everybody says if you have a balanced diet, you're good to go. You've got minerals. Is that really true?
Not necessarily, because, again, the minerals in our food content have gone way down from 50 or 60 years ago. So minerals are things like calcium, iron, phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, molybdenum, and potassium. Those are some of the things that are in the Empower Plus itself.
So it is very important, though. I mean, you get them all together.
It's critical. It's critical. The balance of those minerals is critical.
If I'm already taking If I'm already taking vitamins, supplements, and nutrients or whatever, and I have kind of a mishmash and I take them whenever I remember, is that something I should still be taking or not taking?
Well, generally, a support worker will go through all of what you're taking, whether it be medications or other vitamins or minerals, and will kind of assess to see what could interfere. If you're taking additional copper or zinc and it's not balanced or chelated, it could actually interfere with the Empower Plus, and it won't be so as efficacious. So they'll go through that with you. And in a lot of cases, most people just decide that they're going to stop taking what they need to stop. It's always great to be taking something extra like vitamin D3 because we're so deficient in it. You know, there's other things that we do suggest people take. Omegas, fish oils are important. Amino acids are the building blocks of the body, neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine. So those can be important to take and also can help through the transitioning program if a person is transitioning from medications to the Empower Plus.
And, you know, just like we had said before with Anthony on the phone, saying, oh, well, this is all the stuff I've been doing. I'm just going to throw it all in the garbage and start a new program. You know, it's important for people to realize that when you do that, you kind of, your body has been used to a certain pathway, and you just throw it all away and you start another one, you're going to have issues. There is no other way about it. You're going to have issues because your body has to adjust to the new pathway, but it also has to realize that it's not getting what it used to. So saying if I was doing drugs before and I was taking these other vitamins I got from the grocery store, and I turn around and say, oh, I'm going to not do that anymore. I'm going to do this. And it's your body will have changes. So it's very important to work with your support professionals.
Exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about the support professionals? Like if I call today up just off of this, I heard the radio show and I'm thinking, you know what, I just want to give them a call to see what they're going to say to me. What type of questions might they ask me or how might they work with me?
Well, they're going to ask you how much you know about the program, and then they're going to ask you to ask them questions so that they can educate you on what this program is about. They might do an intake with you if that's what the person wants, you know.
What does that mean?
An intake is where they will, an information call or an intake call is where they will take down your name, your birth date, some of your history, go through possible limiting factors with you just to assess, to see if there's some things that have to be corrected so we can set you up for success. Adrenal fatigue, bowel issues, are you using antibiotics right now? Are you on any medications? And, you know, depending on if that person is just wants more information on how the program works and what it is, or whether they actually want to start the program, will determine how far that call goes.
So if I'm doing the program, as we call it, am I looking at a short-term commitment, a long-term commitment, and is this going to be breaking the bank? You know, I mean, am I going to be putting out, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month? Like, what does that entail?
No, it depends on what your dosage requirements are, but basically, you know, it's going to be about $150 a month to start with. The Empower Plus. Now, that could be more or less depending on what other nutrients or what your dosage might be. But you get all of the free support that you need. And there's even an emergency line on weekends in case of emergency. So there's always someone here from 8 to 5 to take your calls. And after that, if you have an emergency, we have someone on call.
And also, you know, if people say, how long would this be? You know, hey, I'm going to go do that little program, and I'm going to feel cool in 2 months from now, and then I'm good to go.
Okay.
And really, if this is nutrition that you're giving your body, that your body is saying it needs or doesn't need, I want you to answer the question then. Well, I really know that I should be drinking milk or eating oranges, or I know that I need to eat meat, or I really should have a salad, and I'm going to do that for 2 months. I'm going to feel great, and I'm going to quit. Okay.
Well, that's so, not you know, really going to work. You're not really successful.
Right.
You're just not setting yourself up for success. Realistically, for something like bipolar disorder, ADHD, you have to commit to at least 3 to 6 months. So that is where the really big changes take place. In the first days, in the first week, and in the first month, you're going to see some improvements. And those improvements are going to build on more improvements and build on each other and build on each other, and you're going to start feeling better and better and better. And generally within 3 to 6 months, people are feeling pretty good. They might have a day or two where they feel a little bit off, but they're feeling pretty good if they've complied with the program and if they've just had, you know, easier medications to transition from, or if they're unmedicated, it's even quicker. But you've got to commit at least 3 to 6 months. I generally ask people to commit to a good 6 months to a year, because that is where you see the really big changes.
And I think it is a lifelong process to be taking the nutrients. Because if you became deficient in the first place, apparently either your diet, your body, your lifestyle, the environment you live in, whatever that may be, is what's changing your body chemistry to be deficient in these areas. So if you're deficient on something, you're deficient, period. You just need to keep doing this. In other words, if I'm really feeling good, do I really want to stop that really good feeling, you know, and turn around and say, oh, I don't need them anymore?
know? Yeah. And, you know, people will do that sometimes, and not very often. There's not that many. There's some people that do that. They will stop. And then all of a sudden you get a little call back. Well, I guess they were working for me.
Yeah.
So I think I better get back on. And there's
you never know how bad it is till you get good and then you go away.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm not feeling so good. And the great thing, the reports that I get, you know, people tell me, oh, it's been 3 years and I feel better each year that I'm on this. I have a better feeling of well-being, a bigger feeling of well-being. There's so much good happening in my life. There's so much good happening in my life. And
it makes a
difference. I don't want to change anything. I still want to take my 15 capsules a day, and I'm going to do that. And we have people that have done that for 17 years.
Right.
And are doing fantastic.
Well, can you tell us a little bit how True Hope would work with my healthcare professional if I wanted them to?
Okay. You know, the first thing you would do is you would talk to your health professional about the program. We would provide you with a health professional doctor's package, you know, that would include research and a little bit about the program, and you could take that to them. And then that doctor would call in, and generally, depending on, you know, they would usually reach me, the psychiatrist, MD, whoever it is you're working with, naturopath, it doesn't matter. And I would talk to them, and I would send them a health professional guide, if they so choose. And they generally, if they're calling me, that then that's what they want. And I would work with them one-on-one on your case. So they would call me and ask questions, and that's generally how they get started. Then they could attend some of our conferences or workshops and clinical calls, and it's quite simple.
Can you tell us a little bit about the conferences you're talking about?
We've had myself, True Hope, and some of the psychiatrists we've trained have created the Micronutrients and Mental Health Conference to train other health professionals and researchers on the importance of micronutrients for brain function in general. And the Empower Plus program is such a powerful program that the psychiatrists and MDs decided that we really need to teach about it. We really need to explain it because it does take over for medications, and other health professionals really need to understand the power of this program. So that's what the Micronutrients and Mental Health Conference was created for. We've had two of them. The first one was in 2009 in San Francisco, and the second one was in 2011 at the New York Academy of Medicine. Both very, very successful conferences. Very well.
Are you having any upcoming conferences? Or is there a way to find out about the information that was shared at those conferences? Or is there a way to find out what information was shared at those conferences?
There is a Micronutrients and Mental Health DVD available from 2009. The 2011 one isn't completed. That is for health professionals, and generally someone from the public will want one as well, so they can purchase that and watch that. Excellent DVD. And I will keep people posted. We will have it posted on our website when the next conference will be coming up or workshop, and hopefully early next spring.
So, Teresa, can you share with us the website? And you also do have a blog, and so if someone was interested, they could sign up there for free to get information on your blog?
On the conference, you mean?
On the blog to find out about just what's going on with True Hope.
I don't have the address for the blog, but I think if you go to the www.truehope.com, it will direct you. There will be a link there that will direct you to the blog.
And on the blog there is a lot of information, so it's not like the postings go away. There's a lot of postings there, a lot of information that parents and professionals can connect with to be able to just read up more information about True Hope and the products and how the products have evolved, different things that or reasons why you may want to be taking True Hope's products. There's a lot of information on the blog and the website.
There is. There's a lot. And I think that somewhere there's a place that you can actually access, and it might be on mytruehope.net, where you can access past newsletters as well. And that can be right on our web as well. It's recently changed, so I should have a look at it here and see.
So, Therese, is there anything that you would tell me if I was a parent and I had a very young child that would I would be able to feel confident and okay enough to say this is what I would do? Let's say if I have a child who's like 4, 5, and 6, how do I make that leap if I've never been exposed to something like this?
Well, the first thing you do is you call in, you know, you would call in and you would get information. The success that I have seen with children is phenomenal. They respond so quickly to the Empower Plus. And it's generally within a week, you can see an improvement. I'm working on a case, a little boy with autism, maybe I think he's 3.5 now. When he first started the program, his symptoms were 31. In 5 days, they came down to a 15.
And so, by saying a 31 or a 15, what does that mean?
That means his symptoms came down from a possible 48. They were tracked at 31. The mom does the online charting. They came down all the way down to a 15.
So he had that many symptoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came down. That's a huge improvement. That's a huge improvement. We have many child psychiatrists who use this in their practice.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one of them that spoke at the conference, one of my speakers, Dr. Scott Shannon, he's a holistic and integrative child psychiatrist in Colorado. And he wrote a book, Please Don't Label My Child. And it was in the chapter, Feeding Your Child's Brain. Can I read this little quote to you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The fact that a nutritional supplement can be so effective in treating a serious psychiatric disorder in children brings up some complex issues related to labeling and medicating. If a supplement can eradicate the symptoms of bipolar disorder in a 10-year-old child, within 5 days, does the child in fact have bipolar disorder, or is it a nutritional deficiency syndrome? This question merits a serious and sound answer from the medical community. And then he goes on to say this: there is another more disturbing aspect to this question. I and some of my colleagues who champion the use of supplements, such as Empower, are dismayed to observe that patients who have never had treatment with psychiatric drugs respond better to the supplement. This prompts the question of whether psychiatric medications actually impair the natural healing powers of the brain. So when I talked to him about this, what he said was, we just don't know what these psychiatric medications are doing to such a young brain. So.
And when you look at a medication is done in a lab to be able to document the physiological processes that it attributes its action to. So if you were saying a drug does this, that's based on repetitive experiments, like we said, on animals or in the lab. And when you turn around and give it to a child or anybody, each person is so individually different that how can you say 100% this is 100% what it does? So if we believe that everybody is diverse, then how can we say a drug can mediate everyone? And that's why with nutrients, we all know everybody needs nutrients. So it's a little bit easier to say everybody needs to eat and have nutrition. So let's try that first.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it makes it much easier to be able to do the lesser of the evils and see where you fall out in the long run then.
Right. Right. And here at True Hope, we've helped thousands of children and their parents. You know, we support their parents through the transition process, generally the mothers. You know, they can call in any time. Everything applies to them as well. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful because children generally have to comply because their parents make them, right? So they have, you know, it can be such an easy fix with a child. It can be such an easy fix. And parents often plan to start this program, the True Hope program, just, you know, about the time when they're getting out of school for the summer. Not all parents. Some parents do. You know, we have a lot of parents that will start their children on the program during school as well.
Well, you know what? I think for parents, you know, it was great to send them off to school and do all that other stuff and keep themselves busy. But, you know, 2 to 3 weeks into summer vacation, parents are realizing my child is not what I thought it was, you know. Maybe I have shoved them off on school and basketball and football and yada, yada, yada. But now they're in my face for 3 weeks, and I'm really stepping back and looking at what is the reality of my life and my child's health.
Right. Right.
You know, 3 weeks of that, and you're about ready to go bonkers, right? And
yeah.
You're like, okay, maybe I need to do something. Right.
Yeah.
But you know
hope.
What?
Right.
And True Hope does not charge for every single call. Let's say I decide to do it, and I find out, and then I tell my teenagers for them to call and find out, and then my husband comes home, and he's screaming at me because he's not doing this, blah, blah, blah. And you can say, well, you call, too.
You
so
can call.
Anybody
Absolutely.
Can call.
There is no charge. There is no charge for that. So
if my crazy family and all the relatives called up, 15 of us, it would still be okay. We wouldn't have a bill out the wazoo, right?
You wouldn't have a bill out the wazoo at all. You wouldn't. You just wouldn't. No.
And isn't that the truth? I mean, how many times
it's
do you go
truth.
To a doctor's appointment, and first it's you and the child or you and your parent or whatever, and then you got to come back with the you know, the other spouse or whatever, and then you have to come back with the grandmother and the grandfather, but then we got to bring the babysitter into it. You know, it's like, Lord.
Yeah. So by the time you've called three times and you have three different people, I suggest a conference call with everybody in the room.
Good idea.
But, you know, it works.
And see,
it
that's
works.
Something you can do, though. That's something that
yeah.
you're able to do.
Yeah, yeah, we're able to do that. And, you know, very often, well, what, not very often, we ask that each person, adults, you know, have a support person just in
right.
case. You know, there's someone that we can call and that's supporting them because that support system outside of True Hope is important as well to have that, the family backing. And everyone, if you have the mother and she wants to do this program, but the father doesn't want to because he doesn't believe in it. It's
right.
really hard on that individual that's actually doing the program because they don't know who to listen to or what's going
right.
on. So everybody kind of needs to knit together, get together, and support this person.
Yeah. And it's not like you're giving them another drug where they're going to turn around and, now what's going to happen to them? You know, idea. So it's really important. This is looking for positive changes. And this
Absolutely.
Micronutrients is not something you're going to give to a child where they're going to go off the deep end.
Oh, good heavens, no. I have twin grandchildren that are 5 years old. They're taking one a day of the Advanced Empower Plus in their yogurt as a prevention, and it's going to go up to two a day pretty soon. You want to use
mm-hmm.
this as a prevention as well, and it's for general health. So,
and that's important. Yeah, it's important to know that too, because I've had people call me and say, you know, my child just hit puberty and I can't just deal with this anymore. And they may be slightly on the autism spectrum and they're looking for homes to put their kids in. And, you know, it just totally breaks my heart when people say that. I mean, just like as we've had the discussion earlier this hour with Anthony, where I was sharing my story about the location where my grandfather had worked and how they put people away. And we just, is that really the type of life that you want to be looking for somebody else? I mean, when you can turn around and say, do nutrition first, I'm not telling you I'm going to take Empower Plus and I'm going to be ready to, I'm going to have a major mental health crisis. These are nutrition products. These are not drug
right.
products. And that's important to emphasize.
It is. It's really important to emphasize. These are not drugs. These are things that you get in your food every day, or not, because the food's just not that great anymore. Or if you're eating at McDonald's, forget it. You're not going to get them right. Or
right. And especially since you're leaving the salad off, too. But you
yeah,
know
I leave that salad off, yeah. Hey, you might get 2% of your zinc out of that salad. You better eat it.
I know. But you know what, though? And you look at it, because I saw someone the other day, they had gotten a chicken thing from one of these fast food places. And there was a piece of lettuce on there, and they were diligently pulling it off. And I looked at it, and it was a piece of iceberg lettuce, but it was white. And I'm thinking, but they said, that's my green for the day. It was nowhere near being green. It was the core of the lettuce. It was white, and it was iceberg, and it was dead. So there's no such thing as having any validity of anything in that.
Exactly. I know.
And I think, just to actually know that these nutrients are really going to make a change. If you've not had them, try them.
You know, even if you're, I know my mom, she just passed, God bless her. She was 96, just after the New York conference. When she went to an assisted living facility, I had her on the Empower Plus. And she would take her Empower Plus, and she would remember everything. I would go, and she, would be taking it every day. I would go away for a week, and then, because, on business or something, and I would come back. She's slipping into dementia again. Get her back on the Empower Plus. She'd be fine again. So there's, there's a lot of validity to this as a prevention and as general health. I think that, as we age, we just don't absorb the way we used to, hydrochloric acid, all that, our stomachs. So I think it's really important for everyone to nutrate. And I think, from what I saw with my mom, why wouldn't you want to?
Well, it's for any age group, and I think that that is the most important thing to know. It's just plain nutrition. Bury it.
It's
just
all,
be done with it. Just take it.
It's
sprinkle it on your food. Right, sprinkle it on your food, let it go in, good to go.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, we have about 2 minutes left. If you can give us some more information about how to connect with True Hope, how do I find out information, what should I have available in my information of myself before I even start to call?
Okay, so just, have a general maybe a piece of paper with some of the questions that you want to ask. You can look at the website. You can peruse it if you wish. If not, if you would just rather to call in to speak to a support person, you might want to write down some of your questions. You might want to write down some of your history. Maybe, have you had digestive issues in the past? What are you taking now? Are you taking any vitamin supplements? Medications, just write those kind of things down. But, write some questions down so that the support person can give you all the information that you need. Okay?
And it's very important, too, that to just not be afraid to call. You can't make any mistake there. Just dial the phone number and think of it as talking to anyone. Yeah.
No, and there's no such thing as a stupid question. I hear that
right. So
often. There are no stupid questions. If you didn't ask the question, how would you know?
Right.
So please, feel free to ask questions. It's very confidential here. I'm sure we have more security than the FBI here. No one's ever going to find out, that you called. If they create a file for you, it's, the FOIP and Freedom of Information Protection Act,
right.
HIPAA, I believe, is the other one. So feel free. It takes so little just to call in and get that information. And we can email you things if you're not sure whether you have candida or not, or you don't even know what that is. Write down the question. We'll send you a little questionnaire to assess you for that. So there's lots of information and lots of things available to you.
And I think also it's seriously important to be honest, because if you're calling up and you're asking for some help, you really need to be honest. If you maybe are doing some form of destructive behavior on yourself or something, you need to be able to relate this and tell these people this. This is not something that you're going to be hiding and just telling them what they want to hear so that they can give you something. And if you're doing illegal drugs or if you are drinking like nobody's business, you need to be able to relate that and explain
Absolutely.
That to the people so they know what to suggest to you, because
exactly.
It's sort of like having a friend or a mother friend or someone on the other end to talk to.
That's right. That's exactly it. And we have protocols. for anyone who feels that they can't get off of a street drug or alcohol, we have an answer for that as well. We have protocols for that as well.
But if they don't identify it and they don't talk about it, there's no way I'm here and you're there. Am I going to be able to jump through the phone and know that?
No, no, because, you know, you might, this is what can happen, a little scenario here. You might be drinking a lot of alcohol, and, oh, I'm just too embarrassed to tell anybody that. I'm just
embarrassed.
Tell anybody I can't stop drinking, I'm depressed. Well, that's, you're usually drinking because you're nutritionally depleted and there's something else going on, a bit of a mood disorder. So you start the program and you're taking your Empower Plus, but you're drinking two bottles of wine a night or one bottle of wine a night, and you're not getting better, and nobody can figure out why you're not getting better. And then all of a sudden you go, well, I guess I better tell them I'm drinking all this alcohol.
Right.
Well, it's depleting you nutritionally as the program is going on. So we have ways to help you to stop drinking or to taper off of that as well. Same with marijuana, cocaine.
There's so many things. I would just say for anyone, if anyone feels like they need any help, other than you could say, my health is just in the tank, I just don't know what to do, True Hope is an option. So,
Teresa,
we're at the end of the show. If you could please give us the website and how they could contact you, that would be great.
Okay, the website is www.truhope.com. The number is 1-888-878-3467. If you have a health professional that you're working with and you'd like them to get more information on the program, have them call me, Teresa, at 1-866-397-3795. That is the health professional line, but they'll even get me if they call the other number, so don't worry about that.
Well, Teresa, I'd like to thank you for being with us today. You and Anthony have really shed a lot of light on, about not hiding all the time into the corners or being put away. You know, it's time to come out and live the life that you were meant to live, but to
Absolutely.
Be able to do it fully.
Absolutely. Yeah. That God-given birthright of well-being is yours for the having. Just make the call.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jeanette, for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Privilege.
Have Bye-bye. A good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
So if anybody would like more information, it's www.truehope.com. And please, I encourage you to speak to them. And when you speak to them, it is very important that you're honest and just let your heart just drive you and bring you into that space to be able to see that you could find some help there and some support there. Just being able to be honest with someone on the other end of the line about what you're feeling each day, maybe they'll be able to help you, and just start with nutrition of your body. See how you can get your body to work better. Thank you so much for being with us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a blessed day.